The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13th cycle's Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in the second Brachot is Daf Yotet. We're holding on the third line from the top of the Daf, and we were part of the sugya still of whether Meitim are considered to be aware in the sense that you need to act as if they're aware, which of course is Machayev you, let's say, to put in your tzitzit, in your Beit HaKvarot, which is how the whole discussion began, and related to many other different issues that were perhaps one-time things, but anyway that we brought as riots. And the other issue, of course, would be the question of whether there's a hakpada on the part of a mate on saying something bad about him. Now that's the next piece. Omer Yitzchak. You want to say bad things about a guy who's dead, you might as well talk about a stone. You couldn't care less. So some say, some say, because a mate is not aware, the loyade, if ikere amri, others say, well, I mean, that depends on how we really work out the previous sugya. So some say, theoretically, the yade, but absolutely no relationship to it. What difference does it make? Yes, like on 80 Amr of Papa, there was a mice at Shmuel's funeral that somebody was saying bad things about him. And as he's walking by, one of the tiles falls off the roof and smashes his skull. I mean, I assume that that's because Shmuel was upset. No, it's nothing to do with Shmuel being upset. That's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset. What are you talking about, such a great man? Somebody who speaks at a funeral of a Talmud Chacham, or after it was Nifter, falls into hell, Shenema, because, look, it says, somebody who presses his own perversions, meaning that now he's going to be the one that's going to be mata the scale and decide, you know, that this guy is no good. The opening pasuk right before this is Etiva Hashem Metovim, and those that are Matim HaKalkalotam, meaning they're Machria Lekach, Lekach Chovah, so those people, Yolichim Hashem Et Poalei HaAved, God will take them straight along with the heavy-duty sinners, meaning straight to hell. Shalom HaYisrael, which implies, Afilu B'Shash Shalom HaYisrael, even when the things that they're saying are about a person who's in a state of peace. Why a state of peace? Is that nobody's going to fight you? Say whatever you want. So I could come back off the kever and fight. Oh, yeah, but that's not Yisrael already. So even if it's after death, God will take this guy straight to hell. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, what about if the guy knows? I mean, he saw this big tzaddik in the warehouse the night before. You know what I'm going to say? He doesn't have a right to say anything. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, no, he has no right to say anything. You have no right to think anything about him in the daytime. Why? Because Shema asa teshuva. He might have done teshuva. What do you mean, might have done? Shema saka daivavala asa teshuva. But anem ila b'dvarim shebegufo. This is only personal sins. But if he owes money, man, till he pays, you know. But mamona adamad in the morning.
The yitzhar from money is great. I mean, why do we need a riot for that? Is that what it is? I mean, here we don't need a riot. You can rely that he did.
Rely 100% that he did teshuva.
But on money,
no, I don't think that's the nekuda. I think the nekuda is that doing teshuva is all. It's one thing, but there are teshuvas that need to be followed up.
Right.
The follow up already. That I'm not sure. He's going to follow up. He might feel terrible.
The lottery.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Mail it.
I'm going to tell you, in the Mishnah you'll find 24 examples of places where Beit Din put someone into nidui because of something like this, where someone had said something about a Talmud Chacham. Where? There ain't no such thing. You didn't look? Go look properly, you'll find it. Anyway, so he went out, reviewed everything that he knew, and he found three examples. So not like dog veshkach. He didn't find no 24. Veshkach klat. So over there, he's assuming, I guess, that he must have been referring to this, Rabbi Shimon Levi, because you're mezalzel, but it's not yadayim. They're basically mezalzel and tamei chachomim that were geizer on tilat yadayim. So even though we put him into nidui, it's ultimately nidui for kavod harav, I guess. I mean, misaper achar b'tatan shel tamei chachomim, which of course is why this is brought over here. And hamegis da'ato klapei mala, somebody speaks with chutzpah towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is also menadim kavod harav. The ultimate rav is the Shechina. So what were the cases? Hamesapra achar mitatan shel tamidei chachamim ma'id etznan. Where do you find it in a Mishnah? Well, this is nogea the shaila about whether the hilchot sotah apply only to Yisrael, as it says, but Yisrael, or would it apply also to geirim? So mesechet idiot, we have the problem in which first we say in mashkin lo ata giyoret velo ata meshukhreret, because it's only said to Bnei Yisrael. And comes along, now, the Chachomim Armin, mashkin. So hu hayomer es bekavim emal aleph, and he said that you cannot give the mesota except to someone who is by birth Yisrael. The Chachomim argued, and they said that kavim emal aleph al maaseh bechar kamit, who was a shivcha meshukhreret b'Yerushalayim. And you should know that Shemaya of Avtayon, where they have Nasi of Beidin, they were actually Mashker, the Sotah. The Amar Lahem, so Kamim Ben Alal said to Chachomim, yeah, because they're themselves a Gerim. So they think that Gerim are just as important as anybody else. So Dugma Yishkua, people like themselves, that's who they gave the Beis Sotah, which was a heck of a chutzpah. And they put a Kavim Ben Alal into Nidui, and he died in his nidui without doing tshuva, and they recircle his orain, and that's case number one. So that is clearly kavod harav. Mizalzel b'tilat yadayim. What am I referring to? Another mission in the Tzad. Om Rebbe Yehuda. This is ridiculous. Chas v'shalom. Akaviv and malala. Did not out of your mind. Ein azarani nelet al kol adam v'yisrael b'chokhma b'tara uv'yirat chet k'akaviv and malala. Who do you know greater than Akaviv and malala? Elet mini do. This is a whole... At the same time, you're getting confused with a whole different issue. There was Elazar ben Chanoch, who was mezalzel netilat yadayim. He was befakvek on the chalois of the gezerah. Ukeshemei shochu beidin v'nichu even gedola al arono. And that's to teach your lambda chashkolam et nadeh. Umeit v'niduyo. If someone is not chazer, and he allows the nidu to remain, and he dies in a state of nidui, beidin soklin et arono. Okay, that's case number two that I found. The case number three that I found was like this. Someone who speaks with chutzpah to the Shechina. What's that referring to? That's referring to the Mishnah, where Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to Choni HaMa'agel. You have a heck of a nerve. This was the Maisha with Choni HaMa'agel. And he says, I'm not leaving the circle until we get rain. So it starts to drip a little bit. And Choni says, I'm not talking about rain. I'm talking about rain. And then it starts pouring. He said, I'm talking about floods. I'm talking about rain. Until he finally got exactly the kind of rain he wanted. So Shimon ben Shetach said, it's a heck of a nerve. And Tzarich HaTali Nadot, the truth is, you deserve to be in Nidui. And I'll tell you, if you were anybody else, goes running out of Nidui. What am I supposed to say, guys like you? Maya said, you do whatever you want with the Amokum. And he does exactly what you beg him. I'm going to fight with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes you, and what can I do? Like a kid who tells his father, that's the expansion of the Mishnah, okay, daddy, one more story, okay, just a drink, I'll go to sleep, she should bring me a cookie, and instead of smacking him across the face, or sell it also, Alecha Katov Omer, Yismach Avicha V'Imecha, V'Tagay Yoladatucha.
Why by Elizabeth Chanoch, right?
Mm-hmm.
When didn't they rely?
Yeah, on it was a stone.
No. Why didn't they rely on what we said before? If you see a Talmud Chacham that's chayta, you can rely that this wasn't mominous.
It was a shita. It wasn't that he was befakfe. It was a shita. It wasn't an edge. That's what I understand. He could only come up with three cases. I can come up with more cases. But two leka. What about the case of Rabbi Yosef, where he says that Tudus ish Romi, in Higat b'nei Romi la'achil, gidayim mekulasim b'leile psachim. So he had a minute over there. There's a very chosh of a guy in Rome, one of the leaders of the community, used to be a major supporter of the yeshivas over there. And he started this minute that they should have Yedin that were broiled, just like a Korban Pesach, with the innards around it and everything in it. Shimon ben Shetach said, you know, if you were anybody else, it looks like you're feeding kachim b'chutz, you know. But we don't start up with the richest guys in the community. You know, I mean, what are we going to do? Shut down? They actually bring a riot from here. Rabbi Siler brings a riot from here. That it's not considered to be chanifa to allow a guy to get away with something if he gives a lot of money to the yeshiva.
But he let him know.
But he let him know. Yeah, exactly.
If it was Rosh Hashanah himself, they would have slaughtered.
So, says the Gemara, wait. Remember that Rabbi Shimon Levi said, B'mishnatenu, this isn't a Mishnah. We're looking for cases in the Mishnah. This is a Braita. This is a Mishnah, not a Mishnah. B'mishnatenu karmin, not a Braita. Okay, but there's other cases in the Mishnah also. I understand why he only came up with three cases. What about this Mishnah? Well, you got it done. Chatchu chul yot. You cut the tanur into layers, so you have circular pieces of tanur. What happened over here? You have a tanur. No. You have over here a tanur that was tummy. So, in order to be matayr tanur, which is made up of cheres, you have to break it. So, this guy had a chap. The Bates Rosh says the guy's name was Achnai, which was a play on words. It was a, but so he had this tanur, so they cut it horizontally, leaving the pieces extant, slices one on top of the other. He put a little bit of glue, sand that held it together so it shouldn't slip, and he kept using it as a tanur because now it's broken. So what was the halacha over there? If he was not tanur, then kuyal kuyas. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Tor v'chachamim etamim." Now this is the famous tanuro shel Achnai. And why did we like turn it into something to remember? Who cares who owned the tanur? My Achnai. The whole thing is basically a self-referential story. The guy's name is Achnai. You turn the tanur into what looks like a python, and then you poured halakas all around it, surrounding it like a python. And they prove to Rabbi Ezra that he's wrong, and he refused to accept it. And it says in the Braita that Otu Ayom, they brought everything that he had been matayer, and they were serifit to show that they're not makabel as halachas. And in the end, they had to put him into nidui. So the sof berku, because he wouldn't be chaser. So in any event, isn't this a Mishnah? Yet no, the nidui isn't in the Mishnah. The story is in the Mishnah, but the part about nidu, that is not in the Mishnah. So the nidu, even batit, lotzman. Okay, so I mean, this is crazy. We had 24 places of truths. We can, even if we would include this, we would have come up with four cases. I mean, what was he thinking? Where did we get a Srimarba Mikamot Yamashkachadla? You missed the point. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi wasn't saying that you'll find 24 places where it says neither. He says, take an example from the case you could find in the Mishnah. And you can be certain that any case that is similar to that case, and if you look, you'll find 24 cases in total where you can assume that a nidui was involved, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it. Some of which maybe you'll find in the Braita, some of which you won't find in the Braita, but you can know to be Madame Milta Lamilta. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was Madame Milta Lamilta. And Rabbi Elazar was Madame Milta Lamilta.
How can you tell? It's a das yachid against the Chachamim usually.
Yeah, that type of thing, where you spoke improperly, or, yeah, we refused to be Chaser. Yeah. Okay, continues now the Mishnah, and it says, no, so now it depends whether you're going to be needed, and if you were behind the mita, in front of the mita, depending on the girsa we have, Rashi's girsa, Tyson's girsa. In any event, we do run into a problem making a funeral close to Zman Kriyat Shema. And therefore, it's better, it's better not to start a funeral, let people finish davening, and then, or before, but certainly not so much that Zman Kriyat Shema. We don't stop in the middle. What do you mean? But Rabbi Yosef, they did. Rabbi Yosef, of course, some of the Kriyat Shema, they wait. Adam Chash, if we don't wait. But a regular funeral, you schedule when it's more convenient. What about heads? Sometimes you say Hesped with the mate in the room, and sometimes there's a Beit Hespedim where the mate is somewhere else, and the mate hasn't even arrived, maybe from the Chevra Kadisha. So what's the halacha over there, Lagabi Hesped? So people that are being Oisik Behesped, Bizman Shah Mate Mutal if they have. So if there's a problem of Kavod HaMeit, because the mate is actually there, so then Nishmatim Echad V'Echad V'Korim. So then may you walk out without people noticing, and you can be Kori Kriyat Shema. When it's the Zman, you don't want to miss any, you come back in. What about if the mate is not there? The Avelim are there. They haven't brought the mate yet. They're talking, they're doing Hespedim, which is a pretty common situation. So the din is like this. Everybody breaks to be Yoshev and Kori Kriyat Shema. The problem is, of course, the Avel can't say Kriyat Shema. So we Yoshev the domain, and he sits there silently. It comes time for saying the Tefillah, and they do the Tefillah. And he gives Eimed, and he also says the tefillah, the same normal tefillah. What he says is Siddiq Adin. So he might think about the Adin. He says something like, Ribono Olamim, Harbei Chatati Lefanecha, I've sinned so much. Veloni Frat Bimeneyachat Bineyelafia. You paid me back only 1 out of 1,000. Yiratom Vanecha Shem Lakinu Shetigdor Pritzotenu, Rupritzot Kolam Chabet Yisrael Barachamim. Am Rabbi, boy, that's a big mistake. Don't say anything like that ever. Am Rabbi, lo mi boy, lo lin shalom emra hachi. Never say you deserve worse. The Om Rabbi Shua, the Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Chaintonim Shmed Rabbi Yossi, the Olam al Yiftach Adam Pivu Satan. Never open up your mouth to things going wrong. The Om Rabbi Yosef, my Kra, Shenema, you see very clearly, your Kla Yisrael saying, Vei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has almost destroyed us. Lulei Hashem Tzvaka, Yisoyisir Lonu Sarit, Kimat Kistoma, you know. What's the next word? Says the Navi. Shimu Dvar Hashem Ketzinei Sodom. What, you compare yourself to Sodom? Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what you are. Beautiful. Kavru et hamet v'chazru. Okay, so the parsha, we learned the Mishnah, like the Gemara comes out, but the parsha of the Gemara, of the Mishnah was, if you could start and finish, usually finish means finish everything. But is that the halacha? That's the Gemara. Im yicholim la'atkiv v'ligmor, meaning the whole thing, et kulai, ina, v'perek echad, or pasuk echad lo, I mean, is it to finish? Why would you have to finish everything? Why can't you just be yotzi yedei chovah? In fact, the Braita says, v'raminu, if there's enough time before you need to do the Nichum Avelim in the Shura to be Matchil Kriyat Shema and to complete even one paragraph, for that matter, even one pasuk, which is Lamaisa Nikrathiyim, so then that's enough. That's what Ligmor means. The Mishnah just meant. The Mishnah doesn't want to commit itself to what exactly. Remember, we had Machlokas before. Whether it's the first pasuk, is it the first paragraph, is it till Aleph Avecha, whatever. So because of that, the Mishnah just says Ligmor, whatever it is. But it means Ligmor, Afilo Perek Echad, Afilo Pasuk Echad, Achi Lo Yagir L'Shura Yatchilu, V'im Lav Lo Yatchilu. Then we talk about how Omdim Bashura, and so we see the people that are facing the Avel as he's coming through the Shura, they obviously can't be involved with something else, so they should wait. And the outside ones, they don't go in to do the Nichum. Instead, they say Kriyat Shema. So the Braita adds a different issue, which is Tan Rabbanan. So first of all, the Shura HaRo'ah Pnima, that's the Pnimit in the Mishnah, Ketura. She'ina Ro'ah Pnima is Chayevet. Rav Yehuda says that's not the point. The point is, if you are there in order to be Menachem, that's not where you're standing, you'll push yourself to make sure that you do the Nechumim. So if you're coming, and you came to the funeral with the express purpose of comforting the Avelim, so you're boim machmata Avel, then you're potter, because that's what you're there for, to be Isaac in that mitzvah. Now, oftentimes at a funeral, you have staff, passerbyers, you know, people, the rubberneckers, they come. The rubberneckers are chayev, they're by imachmat atzman, like most people. They're just there for their own purposes. So they are chayavim. Nice way to put it. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, amotzei kelayim bebigdo, once we're talking about covet of Talmidei Chachomim, or covet habriyos that we've been Isaac in here, says Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, you should know that all of this business about covet, especially now that we've seen that we take the greatest people, I mean, according to Oman Diomar, even Akavib and Malawel, and we totally wipe them out because of something that's considered to be not covered, Klapei Shamayim. So therefore, you should know the rule is, but even something that is so embarrassing, you have to strip off your clothes in the middle of the street, somebody finds Kilayim in his clothes, Poshtana, Filo B'Shrug, take off your clothes in the middle of the street. My time. in chokmah ve'in tvunah ve'in etzah neged Hashem. There is no place for your own personal aggrandizement or giving any chashivut to your tremendous wisdom or your insights when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivuyim. Kol makom sheish chilul Hashem, in chokin kovad l'rav, the only chalukah of kovad l'rav is as a chemik of the kovad hashchina. If there's no kovad hashchina, then it's impossible to kovad l'rav in that way. The Rambam's gersa over here is that if you, the Talmud, finds see Kalayim in the Rav's beged, strip off his beged in the middle of the street. This is all Shaila Lamaisa, which there's a question of why one would be chayiv to even let somebody know if he doesn't know. Because it's mitasek. And some of the Rishonim indeed say that this, you're not going to tell him. What do you have to tell him in the middle? He's a mitasek. But others, Taina, this is what the Rambam is saying, that there's no different mitasek on arayot or on ma'achalim. Why? Because since she came nehenet. So since the actual fact that you're physically getting something out of something makes the mitasek a meaningless term. You can't be mitasek in your own physicality. That's what you're experiencing. You're experiencing that moment of intercourse. You're experiencing the food that you're eating. What is it? Mitasek. It's not shag mitasek. Here, too, if the whole issue of kilayim is that you're being nena from bigde kilayim, what's the shag mitasek? Fact is, if you're not enjoying it, then it wouldn't be an issue kilayim. It's the enjoyment of the clothing per se. So it's not possible to say mitasek. It's been an interesting question. Two completely different approaches to this sugya over here. Because the way it's, we have it is if the guy himself discovers the kilayim. The way the other Rishonim quoted is, if you see kilayim, even somebody else. Okay. Anyway, the question is, what about the halacha meitve, kavruta meit, v'chazru? And this is mamish, again, I mean, this is both sugyas are coming together over here. The din of the kavod harav in a place where it's connected to Shechina, and the din of kavod hameit that we've been referring to. So here they would cover the meit, and they're on their way back. Now we've got two paths in which the Avel could go through one direction to his home, back to the city, and the other direction. And the Avel chooses one of the two paths. And what happens if one path is Tahar and one path is Tabe, which we assume means that you're going to be crossing over a Kever? So if the Avel chooses to go in the Tahar, we follow the Torah. If the Avel has started to walk down the Tamei, I don't say, hey, going the wrong way. You follow him down the Tamei, mashma, even the Kayanim, whoever is there, follows him. How is that shayach? It says, Mishum Kvoda. What's Kvoda? Amai, Lema, Ein Chokma, Ein Tzvunah, Lo Neged Hashem. Why do we apply Rav's dictum? Tirgaba Rababa, we think Echa Tamei means is a kever there. Chas v'sholem. Echa Tamei means is a Beit HaPras. A Beit HaPras means that there was once upon a time a kever there that was lost in a field, and that field has been plowed under 100 times since then. And basically, we're chashesh that maybe there's a bone that was left of remains that would be matame. But I mean, the whole thing is only drabana. The other Rav Yehuda Bishmuel proved to you it's only drabana. Rav Yehuda Bishmuel says that in cases of need, minafeach adam beit pras v'olech. You could bring an air blower, and you blow your way across the beit pras. You see if there's any bone. I mean, come on, what's the chance you're going to see an etzem, a tiny etzem? Just all right, man. It's obviously, if we're going to be makel to this extent, that we're being makel on the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan were machmir to be geyser of the Beit HaPras in the first place, that they were makel at Zerach Mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda Barashi Bishvei Derav says another thing, that a Beit HaPras that people have walked over, and there's a plant. Now, there's a path now where people have walked on. We can assume that any bone that would have been there is already crushed into less than the shear of a kisor. It's in the ground already. You're not going to come in contact with it. I mean, how can you rely on that? Because it all things are abundance in the middle of their making. And that's what we're referring to. When we said that if you're going to walk on a Potomac path, obviously we don't mean when it's connected Hashem, we mean when the Rambanan were Mekel and they weren't Geyser in these circumstances. Tashma, Yomer Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Tzadok, you should know, we were kids, we were told, and we followed it, Bedalgina, you know, Agabe Aronot Shami Tim, we would jump over graves, Likrat Malchay Yisrael, in order to come to give Kovet to Melachim, and that's part of the din of the Kovet Habriyah, the ultimate Kovet Habriyah is royalty. And you should know, this is not only for Malchi Yisroel Bilvad, you know, feel the Krat Malchi Akum. If a person is able to see the difference of the godless of the covet for the Melech HaMashiach versus the covet that was given to Malachim and the Queen's Jubilee, so there's a mitzvah to go to the Jubilee celebration, which was a fantastic thing to see, absolutely fantastic. My father Zatzal told me that when he was a kid, that the entire community went out, his father dragged him out of Ravatal, everything, to go see Haile Selassie when he came to speak, because they held that he had a din of a Melech, because his word was law. What's that? Yeah, but this was true Malchus. Anyway, Amai, Lema ein chokmah ve'ein tvunah ve'ein etzalah neged Hashem. So what do you mean you were jumping over Aronot Shel Meitim? What do you mean you're jumping over Aronot Shel Meitim? It's a yesterday right if you're a Kohen. So why didn't Rav's dictum apply? That's because Aronot are not really tummy. The whole thing is a drop on Kiddurava. Yomar Rava, look, Dvar Torah, you should know that. The halakha d'oraita is that if there's a chalal tefach in the orain of the meit, then that chalal tefach is chotzeitz bifnei atuma. It's only where there's no chalal tefach above the body that it's not chotzeitz bifnei atuma. Now, it's almost unheard of that an oron hameit does not have a chalal tefach in front above the body that's in it. So Rav Aronot yesh b'hem chalal tefach. The Rabbanim are geizer. So it goes Ruach yesh b'hem mishum she'in b'hem. But mishum kvod melachim lo gezer b'Rabbanim. There are places where Rabbanim are not geizer. So this is a special circumstance and they were matir. Toshma. Do kevod habriyot shedoche lo taseh shabbat Torah. What do you say about that? Here it says b'feresh that in a case where you are going to be over on kevod habriyot, it's so important not to be over on kevod habriyot, your deicha even a lota said diuraita. Remi amai lema im kochma vein tvuna vein etza negan Hashem. What happened to Rav? Tirgama Rav Bar Shvak. I made a Rav Kana. So Rav Bar Shvak explained. You know what this must mean? It means to be over on the love of lota sur yaminu small. That's what it's referring to. So that love that we just had in the kriya al piatarash sheyarucha al amishpata sheyom rulecha taase. Yamino small. On that, you can be Mavata. They burst out laughing. This guy's a jerk. What's the difference in the love of Lotasur and the other love? I understand. Love of Lotasur is a diorita. But you think just because the Beidin is paskin halacha, so therefore it's not a serious mitzvah. It's just as much a diorita as anything else. What are you, reform? Omer of Kahana, listen here, guys, excuse me. Gavra Omer Rabba Mamilta, this is not some schmo who just said that. This is a great man. Lotachiko, you don't laugh, you think. The point that he was making is that, look, the keach of the Rabbanan to make a gezeirah is ultimately samuch on Lotasur. There's no iser in a gezeirah qua gezeirah, right? It's just that since you're supposed to be listening to the Chachamim, and not to rebel against the Chachamim. So therefore, everything that they were gezer ultimately comes down to the keach of Lotasur. Well, what he was explaining, Rav Bar Shva, is that it's doicha lotas said yoraita in the sense that obviously it wouldn't be doicha the Lotasur, but what it's doicha is the takona de rabbanan, which they were mevater on, as we just saw it, because of Kavod HaBriyos, they didn't make their takonos, which in a sense is being over on Lotasur, in an ultimate sense. In other words, even though the keach of Lotasur stands behind this takona, we're going to be mevater on the takona. Now, obviously, if you're mevater on the takona, this can't be a Lotasur. But it's as if that's what it means. It's such a chosh of a thing, Kavod HaBriyos, that even when the Torah is merames to this thing, you can ignore it. Toshma. Okay. How about this part? We have an interesting stira in the pasuk. On the other hand, it says lo tuchal yitalem. Now, obviously, vitalamta mehem but pashtut is a tema. Vitalamta mehem. What are you crazy? You're going to not pay attention to seeing something that you ought to pay attention. Lo tuchal yitalem. But lemaisa, the very fact that the Torah phrases it in this strange way indeed teaches us that there are times, v'yitalam tamehem, and times when lo tuchal yitalem. So therefore we learn out, pa'amim, sha'ata mitalem behem, u'pa'amim, she'inata mitalem behem. Well, how do we define those times? Okay, so, well, let's say there is the guy's se is in a bet akvarot, and the finder is a Kohen. she doesn't go into the Beit HaKtorah. Or, how about if the finder is a Zaked, they nullify Kvodo, he generally doesn't go down the street carrying sheep. So then he doesn't do it for another guy either. His loss in terms of his work is going to be greater than the loss of this other person's or whatever it was. There are times when you should be metalin. So now I ask you, I mean, why? So you're a zakeh. So what? Whoever heard because you're a zakeh, you think you're a fancy guy and all chasher, you shouldn't do the mitzvah of Hashavas Haveda? It's outrageous. Why don't we say in chokhmah ve'in tvunah ve'in etzah neged Hashem? No, I mean, but that's why the Torah says mitalanta. I mean, what kind of question is that? HaKadosh Baruch was saying, I don't want you to be bevatra on your coven in this case. So that's shani atav tekti vitalanta miyam. My question was, obviously I'm not stupid, my question was, v'ligmar mina. In other words, if you find one place where the Torah is telling you that I don't want people to end up embarrassed because of my mitzvahs, why doesn't that become a general yisod, like v'chaibam? V'chaibam teaches us, don't give up your life to do a mitzvah. So here too, don't give up your covenant to do a mitzvah. Why does this become a rule? Because yisro mimamono lo yafinan. You cannot learn a mitzvah that is essentially monetary in its entire purpose. So there, there could be mavater maybe on the aspect of the moment that will be lost by someone because of the covenant that will be lost by you. But we're not going to say that a mitzvah, which is an innate way of acting as opposed to a monetary problem, there you can't learn out. Okay, well, what about this? Toshma v'la'achoto ma'tamud lo'matlo. Basically, it says beferish. That al nefesh mate lo yavo. Guy's a nazir, he does not give himself over to a funeral. And it doesn't matter, nefesh mate. And then it goes through the whole deal. La aviv, li imo, la achiv, la choto. None of the above, which is all extra. What do I need it for? Lamaisa the Braita goes through at great length. Each one of these words teaches an additional case. So when we get to the end where it says la achoto, what is that coming to say? That la achoto comes to tell me in a case where a guy is being holek lishkot et pischo, he's got to be tohar because he has to go shechta korban pesach. He's got to be tohar because he's going now on his way and he can't be late because he's got to do a brit milah. And now he can't delay. So besides the problem of the issues of Tumim V'Taira, he's being Isaac in a mitzvah saseh, which is an Isser karet. You don't do mila, obviously not going to be chayef karet, but it's a very chomer mitzvah, right? And he hears that a member of his family died. Shama shemet lo met. Yocho yachzor v'yitma, armit lo yitameh. He should not be mitameh in such a case because he has a chiyav that was already chalan for the Pesach, and that's a more chomer mitzvah than the mitzvah of being kever amet. So that's what we learn out from that extra pasuk. You might think that this is even true, that kishem jenu mitameh lahem, just as he would not be mitameh to a family member, so too if on his way to do the milah, or on his way to bring his korban Pesach, he finds a body that isn't buried, so you might think, "Ein matamil make mitzvah," which is a pagam in kavod abriot. Tamud lomar lachoto. That's why it says lachoto. Lachoto ein matamil. Only to his sister he's not matamil, but he has to be matamil to a make mitzvah. Same problem. You're telling me that he should be mavater on the mitzvah of milata ben, or be mavater on bringing his korban pesach because of the kavod abriot. I thought, this isn't the deal, ain't chokhmah, ain't funah, ain't etzal, and I got Hashem. Yeah, true, but I mean, isn't that the reason why the Torah wrote ulachoto? Okay, but that's my question. V'ligmar mina, why don't we use this as a model for what the Torah wants us to do when it talks about mitzvot? Says the Gemara, we do, but shevalta sashaini. There's a difference in kavod habriot, not to do something. In other words, there's a big difference between saying I should be over an avera, or that I should end up being unable to do the mitzvah, isn't there? So I'm not doing anything wrong. When all that I'm doing is I can't bring my korban pesach. Okay, that's passive. Passive, 100%. We do, in fact, many things. Even in the Rabbanans, we call them Sheva Pasa. Because of other considerations, we will certainly be makpid on. Now, the obvious question over here, which Rashi asks, is, this is all very nice to talk about being Deicha, the Korban Pesach, and the Brit Milah, but the opening of the Drasha is we're talking about a Nazir. But a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, they're Osir, so they're being actively metame themselves.
It's not
Sheval Tassa. Why don't we bring a riot from there and say that Achal Pitet, Mishum Kvod Amed, it's Sheval Tassa. It's a Pikum Vaseh. What about Rav's dictum? So Rashi says a very funny answer. He says, because the point of the pasuk is that we did not make the iser of Al Kol Nafshot Meit on this case. Because it's Lakoto. In other words, you can't bring a raya from the very pasuk that is defining the nature of the iser. Al Kol Nafshot Meit Lo Yavo. It's as if it said, Al kol nafshot meit chutz b'meit mitzvah lo yavo. Mashenkin, where there's an ancillary effect of the Yisr, which he's not going to be able to be malad b'no, which we're not talking about here. It's not that the mitzvah was originally given in this eifet. Over there, we would try to bring a riot. Tosu says, I mean, I understand, if you say that, say that kind of answer, so then you could always say that. A different approach. It says you can't run out of Nazir because Nazir in general is Yeshno B'Sheva. So it's a light Yisr. What about a Kohen Gadol? That's also the case over there. A Kohen Gadol is a Lav She'ina Shava B'Kol. But a Lav, a normal Lav, that's not B'Sheva Shava B'Kol, we wouldn't be able to learn out. What about the case of the Lovesh Kilayim? Why do we say over there he has to rip it off? Over there is in the Sheval Tas. He's passive. Says Rashi, that's not passive. If you're being lovish, levisha is not called passive. In other words, passive isn't defined as standing still and not doing anything. Passive is defined as the results come about not through an action. But over here, the levisha is a continued state which is not passive. It's a state of levisha.
I was at Kennedy Avenue, they asked me, did you check your clothes? And I said, oh, I said, yeah. I went to the shutter's place. The shutter's guy says, first, take off your clothes. Says, first, take off your clothes. And so I took off my jacket, my coat. First of all, he says, whatever you got on you, is 100% shotless. So he gave me.
This was army clothing, or your
son? No, this is my son. He says, 100% shotless. Even the buttons, every button was a wooden thing was sewn with pishtan. Real pishtan. In those days, everything in Africa was 100% pishta. So he took off all my, he gave me a coat and a jacket. I had to stay in Jerusalem for a week until he pulled every thread out of my suit. All the threads were all pishta. In all the woolen suits, he just made a heap of.
That's awful.
I just spent a week in Jerusalem just to wait until.
Wow.
But we didn't realize that in South Africa, in England and South Africa, they all had real wool, yeah. And real pishta. Today, it's anyway. Wow. So first it takes.
Omer of Papa, Chadishtoin Milta, Bit Batur, Marshmuel, Venofakani, Mitlolo, Basel, Arnak, and Abuche. Yeah, that's Shani Tsubim, Barabona, and that's Kuchabrich, Tafa, Vikari, not because of Shmuel. Omer of Yishrabin, Levi, Golom, Misapra, Kamita, Tanshot, Tamid, Hakamim, no film, no. Shinemar, Matim, Akakalotam, Yolichem, Hashem, et Poale, Yavin. Bye bye. Shalom, Yisrael. Afil, Bishash, Shalom, Yisrael. Yolichem, Hashem, et Poale, Yavin. Son of the Rabbi Shmuel. Imraita, Tabit, Chacham, Shavara, Verab, Alayla. Alta, Rerach, Rabbayom, Shema, Satishuva. Shema, Sakataypa. Hello, Valaya, Satishuva. Vani, Vili, Bidvarm, Shabagufo. Abu, Bimomona, Adam, Adam, Moray. What? Where? Go find him. Treasure on time. I'll go through them one by one. Who are you, America? We may malalo. Ain mashkin lo tagiore, lo ta meshukrere. Bechakamim omrim mashkin. Ve'omru lo. How can you argue? Maase bekarkamit. Shivcham meshukrere Yerushalayim. Mishkiwa shmaya v'avtaya. Ve'omar lam. Yeah, it's because they're also gerim. Dugma mishkiwa. V'nidu. Umei v'nidoyo. V'sikul beitin et arono. The second case was a mezalzum detachet ayimayi detznan same bitch that continued Rabbi Yehuda chas v'shalom shakav ben mahalal nidada ein azarani nelet al kol adam yisov bechokma v'torah yotchet kakaviyad ben mahalal nelet mimi du et elazar ben chanoch shepikpek benitilat yadayim uchishemet shachu bedin v'nichu even gedola al arono lelamdecha shekolam mitnadeu meit benituyo bedin soklin et aron. No. And the third case, I make his dad to copy Malamai, the town Shalach or Shimon Benchetak, the Honi, Amagel. Truth is, Rikatalit Nadot, Yomale Honi Ata Gozrani, like a Nidoya Maese, Ata Mitratel of Yamakom, Vosel Karatson Kake Ben, Shibitratel of Aviv, Vosel Rutsano, Alecha Katuvomer, Yismach Avicha, Vimech of Togel at Techa. But to Lekha, what about Ikat Atani of Yosef? Turus in Shromi in Egit, Bene Romi Lachi, Langidi, and Mekulasi, Mele Lipsachi, Sholak, Shimon, and Sheta, Yomolai, Tudus, Sata, Rosarani, Alakani, Dui, Shata Makhil, Yisoka, Chubachutz, Yepet, the Mishnateno Kamina. This is a brighter. Well, even Mimatitin, like Yahika, the Tanchot, Kuliot, Venatan, Hol, Ben Kuliala, Hoya, Rebellion, and Metavaka, Homitami, Vizel, Tanu Roshalak, Nai. מה יקנאי אמר רבי רבי שמעון מלמי שיקיבו הלכות כהקנאי זה ותימו ותניא אותו היום הביאו כל טהרות שתהיה רב ליעזר ושורפו לפניו ולבסוף ברכו yeah okay but the נידוי במה תניתן לא תנן it's a bright so okay but where do we get it through הרבה מקומות איך המש כחת לו well it's because Rabbi Shimon Levi was referring to being Madame Milta La Milta Rabbi Lazar also Madame Milta La Milta these are delicate issues you have to know exactly that it was a nidui. No se amida vechilofeyem. Turn around. In motzinat amet samach lekriyat shema v'mitchilo in mafsikim. Anyway, Rabbi Yosef, of course, samach lekriyat shema. That's because adam choshev shainim. Shelevnei amita v'shalachar amita. Turn around. Hauskim be'espeid. Bisman shamet mutalef neyem. Nishmatim echad echad vekorim. In amet mutalef neyem. En yoshev vekorim. Hu yoshev v'domeim. Hem obnim u'mitpalalim. V'omeinu matzdik alav et hadin. V'omer ribon ha'olamim. Arbei chatati lefanecha. V'lo nifrata b'imene yachad b'nei elef. Yiratzom v'vatach Hashem lakenu. Shetigdor pritzotenu pritzot kalamcha. Betisro berachamim. Amra baya bad mistake. Lo miboy le. Is that true? Perek echad or pasuk echad? Nah, for aminu. Kavru ad amir v'chazruim yicholim la'akev l'gmar filu perek echad. Or pasuk echad? No, chinami kamar. That's what ligmar means. Im yicholim la'akev l'gmar. Afilu perek echad, afilu pasuk echad. Ad shil yagil ishur yatchilu. V'im la'ak lo yatchilu. Ha'omdim b'shurat anravan ashura. Haro apnim b'petur shir apnim b'chayevet. Rabbi Yuna Omer, it depends on why you're at the funeral. Habayim machmata v'pturim, machmata tzvam chayafim. Om Rav Yirom Rav Amotzi kilayim bibigdo. Poshtan afil b'shuk, my time ain't chokma v'ain tfuna v'ain itzal neged Hashem. Komokam sheshchilo Hashem, ain't chokin kavod l'rav. Meitven, kavrut ha-meit, chazul l'feyem. Because the same shnei drachim, achat rav, achat meyah, babat rav, b'ainimo, בתורה, בא בתמיה, ואני מתמיה, בואי משום כבודו, ומאי, ואם אין חוכמה ואין תפונה נגד השם, Tirgum and Ravapa, we're talking about a Beit HaPras, not a Kever. The Rabbana, Dom Rav Yonah B'Shmuel, Min HaPer Adam Beit HaPras V'Oleich, and Rav Yonah B'Rashim Shmuel Rav says you can even rely on Beit HaPras and Nida Shtar, Tashma. Dom Rav Elazar B'Rav Yitzhazo B'Dalgino, you know, Agave Yaron Lot Shemekim B'Krat Malchei Yisrael, V'la L'Krat Malchei Yisrael B'Vad, Ela Afil L'Krat Malchei Akum, Im Yizkei Yavchim Bein Malchei Yisrael O'Malchei Akum Amai, Leime Ein Chochma Vein Tvra Vein Yitzel Neger Hashem, Kira Rava. Diyom HaRava Dvar Torah, oh, El Koshish Bochal Tefach Chotzitz V'Nei Atuma, Avshem Bochal Tefach Enu Chotzitz V'Nei Atuma. And the fact is that Rov Aronot Yesh Bam Chal Tefach. It's just that God's Rosh Yesh Bam Mishum Shein Bam Mishum Kvod Melachim Lo God's Ruv Merabonan. Toshma. Godol Kvod Abriot Shidolcha Lo Tazer Shabbat Torah. Amai. Leim Hin Chochma Hin Tvunai Netzal Neger Hashem. Tirgum Rav Bar Shvaka Meir Rav Kanan. We're talking about the love of Lo Tazur. He called it love to listen. What's the difference? It's also the Oraita. Om Rav Kana Gavra Rabban Ramiyot Lo Tachi Kole. Kol Mila De Rabbanan As Bechino Al Lav De Lo Tassur. Bishom Kvodo Shoru Rabbanan. Tashma. V'italam Tameyam Pamim Shatam Talayim. Pamim Shena Tam Talayim. Ima Ketzel. Ima Yakoen Vubi Beta Kvorot. O Aya Zakein Menofi Kvodo. O Shaita Malachto Merubi Mishachavero. Lekach ne'amar v'italam tamay. Who cares if he's a zaken? If he kvodo, ain't chachov, ain't tuna, ain't eitzel neged Hashem. Shaniyatam tekhivit v'italam tamayim. And skip it. That's my question. Ligmor mina. Maybe surah mimamon aleyafina. Tashma lachoto ma tamud lomar. Harei shaya olek v'shchot et pischov ala mulet beno. V'shama shemet lomet. Yocho yachzor v'yitma. Amrit lo yitma. Yoko kishem shen matam lahem. Kachin matam lebit mitzvah. Tamu domar v'lachoto. Lachoto deinu matame. Alve matame olamit mitzvah. Amai lema in chokma v'in tvona v'in etzal nagad Hashem. Shanei atam tekhtiv lachoto. So why not be more mina? Shei v'yal ta'ase shayni. So.
Let's try that again. Your testament out of the Sechet Brachot. Third line. Amar Rabbi Yitzvah. Kolam misaper achrei ha-meit, ki ilu misaper achrei ha-eden. Saying something about someone who has died is like talking about a rock, because he frankly couldn't care less. Ikede amri lo yadet. Some learn that that means that they are not aware. Ikede amri yadet v'leich patlo. Others learn that they may be aware in terms of the discussion that we had earlier, but it doesn't make the slightest bit of difference. Amy, is that true though, that it makes no difference that one says something about a mate? V'omer of papa. Was there a story where somebody said something about Mar Shmuel at the funeral, and a tile fell off of a roof and just happened to smash his skull in? So apparently, I mean, you know, Shmuel must have been upset about it if they were punishing this guy like this. No, that's different. It's not because Shmuel had necessarily cared or was even aware, but rather because that's a din in the kavod of Talmidei Chachamim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is toveya the kavod, because of the kavod HaTorah. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Kolam Misaper, Achar bin Tatan shal Talmidei Chachamim nofel begeinom. You know, they point out that before it said Misaper Achrei HaMeit, here it says Achar bin Tatan, to indicate that there's, at least most learned, that say, it doesn't mean literally at the funeral, Achar bin Tatan, but since we said before, that Talmidei Chachamim are kruim chayim, even b'sha'ah that they're metim, we view them always as being slumbering, so to speak, on their bed. Which is talking about anyone. Others learn mitatan relates to the sugya very profoundly. You notice that the posik that we bring is hamatim al kalkalotam. It can't be a coincidence, we're just saying mitatan. So they learn misaperachan mitatan means about the way to be mate. In other words, you'll note that people always have their opinions about it. Well, yes, he might have been, you know, a great Talmid Chacham. And by the way, this is not only Achar Mita Tam, it's even Achar Mita Tam. So, yeah, he's a big Talmid Chacham, but you know, he's a Ganim. You know, or, well, but he doesn't treat people nicely. So, in other words, they're Mate. So, you know, we can look at it this way, which is sort of a shikul. So, they're going to make the shikul about this person overall. So, there it says, Hamatim Akalkalotam. Yolichem Hashem et po'alei ha'avim, shalom ha'Yisrael. So what does this mean? That Hamatim HaKakal Rashi has a beautiful pirush. They are attempt to be mater. The Potik before says, Heitiva Hashem letovim. We have a sense that some people are good. Good people may have done bad things. So they say, oh, yeah, he's a good guy, but And so we're going to look at that but, and we're going to now be mate with my screw up akalkalota, my screwed up values, is one way, or the akalkalota that this individual did, throw it on the scale to make it that he's no good. Then Yolichem Hashem et Po'aliyavim, Shalom HaYisrael, meaning Afilu B'Shash, Shalom HaYisrael, even when this person's already dead, so Shalom HaYisrael, doesn't discuss anymore. He's not going to cause a fight, he's not going to fight. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take such individuals who like to use their judgment, and Yolichem Hashem et Po'aliyavim, he will take them with the evildoers straight to hell. The other way of understanding it is Shalom HaYisrael, even when this person who spoke that way was someone who would have been roi not to be in Gehenem, would be Shalom HaYisrael. Nonetheless, Yolichem Hashem et Po'alei Ha'avim, because this is one of the finer sports of the Jewish people. It might be worthwhile for this to be taken a little more seriously.
This is talking about someone, but Omer has something else.
Yeah, well, this is trying to change the way in which the person's life would be measured. And this, if according to this pshat, see, the question of pshat, Amati Makakalotam, you take a look at Rashi and Tehillim, Amati Makakalotam, people who insist on spreading their perversions among people. They're gonna get things to go their way. The derech hakalkalot, not the lashon of hataya, which by the way I said some learn mitatan, so tell me how it actually means that hataya. So that would be the question we have to learn. Here we're learning it that it's a way of, if this is the right shot, the next piece of the Gemara fits in perfectly, because tzadik v'rishmal imraita tamid chacham she'avar avirah b'layla. So let's say you know this guy. You see this guy coming out of a whorehouse. What are you going to say about him? You know for a fact. So you're going to that already is dead. I mean, why should I be mata his al-kalkalot to throw it on him? No, al-tahirach rav bayom shema zat teshuvah. You have no right to judge the person by this. Okay, so fine. So he did something wrong. So therefore, you're going to now judge him. He did teshuvah probably. Shema zogadaydach. The father has zat teshuvah. There's a chazak on him that he definitely has zat teshuvah. No, the morning after, the night before, I'm not ready. So his stomach is okay by now. Vahani milei dvarim shebegufo. That's only if it doesn't involve financial issues. It involves financial issues.
That's serious.
I mean, if we're talking about momonos, then I mean, look, as long as he doesn't take care of what he did wrong, I mean, he was embezzling funds. As long as he doesn't return the embezzled funds, I mean, I'm not going to say vadai as a truva. The truva includes being mitaken what he did. Yomar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, now that we're talking about the tvi'ah on kvot tamidei chachamim, it was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi who began with the kolam saper achrei mikatan shotim tamidei chachamim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said there's 24 places that we find in the Mishnah in which Beit Din would be minadim al kvot harav. And those 24 examples, I've talked about 24 examples in the Mishnah. Kulam shanino v'mishnatenu. It's Rabbi Elazar said, huh? Where's that? Echa. Amalei, let's make it a treasure hunt. Go out and find them. Let's go to Shkach. Go ahead and find them. So notfach dach v'yashkach, he found three things. Now, what Rabbi Elazar assumed was that Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi was speaking about sets. In other words, that he is defining not 24 events, but there are 24 types of events where we can give a list, like the Rambam gives in the 24 inyonim that you're menada on, different inyonim, on particular cases. So in terms of his analysis, he wasn't looking for casework. He was looking for ways to define what the issue was. And he came up with three issues. Nafak dakvi eshkach tlat. He went out and he found three things. And what were they? This is a little bit out of order. It should say first, I'm a saper achar mitatan, so he said, one of them was indeed what Rabbi Elazar mentioned before, someone who speaks badly of a Talmid Chacham. The other is someone who's mizalzel in a tilat yadayim, and the other one is someone who speaks with some chutzpah, klapei mala. Okay, what are these? Where did he find it? This was the Mishnah in Idiot, where it says, "Hu haya omer." Ein mashkin lo et agiyoret, v'lo ha-mishukhreret, v'kachomim omrim mashkin. So Akavya Menalala said, when it comes to, he was made, that when it comes to the din of Seita, we do not do a v'dikat mei sota when we're talking about a giyoret and a mishukhreret. Whereas the Kachomim say, no, we are, v'yamrulo, and they said to him, I mean, don't you know there was a maise with this karkamit, a shivcha mishukhreret, v'yushalayim, and that she was a sota. You can argue on them. The Omar Lahem, so Akavya told them, Dugma Ishkua, sure. There are people like her. because they also were from Gerim. So they came from Sancheret. So he spoke about them in a zilzul. Viniduhu, they put him into Nidui, made Viniduyo. We never apologized, was mitaken what he did. And Beitin Saklu, Beitin Adarono, they went and they were misakir with the stone. Says, all right. Mizalzon Nathil Gadayim, what was that, Maisa? Continuation of that same Mishnah is, and Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you, crazy? Chas v'sholom, shakadet ben ma'alal, and nadar, that's the most crazy thing I've ever heard. Ein azorani nelet, al kol adam yisrael b'chukmah, u'betarah, b'yirat chet, ki agav yamen ma'alal. When all of Klal Yisrael came together to bring the carbon Pesach, in the azorah, they would close the doors when it's filled, just to prevent overcrowding, and they would have three different cycles of bringing the carbon Pesach. So they would close the doors, and so there's 500,000 people in there. There wasn't one person that came up to somebody like a Kavi ben Malala. You're telling me they put him into the Nidui. That's outrageous. I know what you're getting mixed up. There was a Maisa then, with the same time they were taking the Nidui, there was a story where they were Menadel Azhar ben Chanok, that he was Mifakfek ben Tilad Yadayim, and he never accepted the Takana. From which we learn in general, and didn't try to get out of his nidui. So meanwhile, from the back and forth, we can learn that there's two sons. Nitilat Yadayim is a particular sugya that we're remarkable, and the other one is Misaper Achrei Mitatan, because had he said this thing and so on about the Shmaya Vatayon, then indeed they would have. Put him into Nidui. Some learned that he was Mefarish Dugma Yishkua, as meaning he created a model of the Meisaita, which wasn't really Meisaita, in order to scare her psychologically. Not that Dugma, the people who were Dugma, were Yishkua.
It's almost like Miravonin that they should scare it, like even in time. Miravonin, they wouldn't have done it.
What?
As if Akavi said it really,
yeah.
The right, so they wouldn't have done it. But they did.
He's saying they did it exactly. They pretended it was Meisaita. They didn't really put in the Megillah of Meisaita, because you can't erase the shame unless it's clear. So they pretended it was Meisaita. They gave it nothing to Ushmaya Vatalia. They said the whole thing is a mistake.
But aren't they saying that Ushmaya Vatalia is doing it, or?
Yes, but Shmaya Vatayan only were trying to get the woman to fess up, or to, you know, so that they would become clear about her, didn't want.
So why was he putting the...
He wasn't. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Chas v'shalom, you misunderstood the whole Maisa. That wasn't the Maisa. But meanwhile, had that been the Maisa, meanwhile, Rabbi Lazar says, okay, that's one. So what category is that? That's somebody who's Misakra Achami Tatam Shaltam Rechachami. The other one was Mizalzim Nitilat Yadayim. The third one is also somebody who speaks with Chutzpah Klapei Mala. Where do you see that in the Mishnah? Titzan, Shalakwa, Shimon, Ben Shetach, Efter Choni Amagel, made such a fuss, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't like, that's not called rain by me. You want to give me rain, then give me decent rain. And then it starts pouring like crazy. I didn't ask that guy the rain. I want nice rain, gentle rain. And so until finally he gets exactly what he wants. So Shimon ben Shetach hears the story and says to him, the truth is Tzarich Atali Itnadot, but anybody else, we would have put him in the Nidui. But, you know, what am I supposed to do? If Malek Choni Atav, if you wouldn't be phony, I would have put you in the Nidui. Abba Maya said, what am I supposed to do? I mean, God lets you get away with anything. Atam Mitzchatei Lifnei Amakom, Vosev HaKaritzon Chake, Benjamin Mitzchatei Lifnei Aviv. It's like a kid, drives his father crazy. His father's trying to do some work, but gets saying, and the full gear said this is, bring me a cup of water. Bring me a cup of water. I want a cookie with a cup of water. Tell me a story. And the father keeps getting into it. So it's the same thing over here. And the Oselo Ritzona, Valacha Katuv Amer Yismach Avicha Vimecha Vetogel Yoladatcha. So therefore, we see from here, meanwhile, though, if it hadn't been Choni, who had this special relationship, so then being made Yisdato Klapi Mal, indeed, if you wouldn't have been Choni, I would have put you into Cherem, into Nidui. So that means we have now three categories. But I don't see anything else. I went over all of the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. I couldn't find one thing besides these. You said it's 24. I said, wait a minute. We know of others, but Tuleka. How about the story about Tudos Ish Romi? Rabbi Yosef has in a brisa, Tudos Ish Romi, in Higet Bnei Romi La'achilam Gidayim Mekulasim B'Leilei Psachim. He had the people in Rome eat Gidayim that had been broiled the way you would broil. Actually, it's a shaila whether it was literally the way that you would broil it at Korban Pesach. Chazal asked to eat things that were made. Mekulasim means you put it on a spit and you have the innards surrounding the animal itself, which is the way that the Korban Pesach was done. They didn't want people to think that we were bringing a Korban Pesach and eating Kachin Bachutz and so on. And he ignored that, and he was minding in Rome to do that. There's different ways of understanding it. Did he call it a Pesach? Sometimes that was the problem, but really it was on a barbecue. It wasn't on a spit. There's a machlokus of exactly what the Akpada was. But in any event, what's important to us here is that Shimon ben Shetach sent him, you know, Ilmole Tudusat, that's another one of these exclusions. We've got a lot of exclusions, starting with Rabbi Gamliel, and the whole prayer is about exclusions. But anyway, if you wouldn't be Tudus, then I would have put you into Chayr, into Nidui. Shata Bachilik Yisrael, Kachim Bachutz. Anyway, here's another example. How come you only found three? What do you mean? Because Rabbi Yehoshua maybe said in the Mishnah, in the Brisa, maybe I could find dozens in the Brisa. He said there's 24 cases ben Mishnah Teinu, and I only found three. And that was the challenge of the treasure hunt, was to find 24. So I don't know what he's talking about. Mishnah Teinu coming in. Well, Brisa, this is a Brisa. Ah, but even the Mishnah, we came up with another one. How come you couldn't figure out this one? How about this Mishnah? Ha'ika ad etznan. This is the famous vice of Tanur Shalachnai, right? Chotchu chuliot. The famous story of Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer refused to accept the das, but the Tanur was Tame. So the halacha is that a Tanur, of course, in those days, a Tanur was made out of cheres. So any kli cheres, you cannot be matired except by breaking it. So the question is, what if you slice through the Tanur? You make it into a chuliot, into various pieces. And then you can glue them together, you put hold, it's still usable, but you no longer have a baked kli cheres, as functional the way it was. So Rebbe Eliezer tainit is considered to be broken, and is no longer mekabel tumah, and the chachamim were metame, and there was a whole story where he tried to bring a riot from the stream that will bang the walls of the Beit HaKnesset, whole business in which they said that's not an intelligent way to bring a riot, you know, if you want to discuss it, we could discuss it, doing miracles is really not very impressive to us. And anyway, so in the end, he wouldn't accept it. And this is the case of the Tanur Shel Achnai. Why do they call it an Achnai, a python? Achnai said they wrapped it around like a python. Vidimu, and there was no way to get close to it.
Wrapped the oven around.
So to speak, there are arguments around. It was like dangerous already.
Oh, it's not somebody's name. They weren't
No.
I thought it looked like coils when you sound.
That's the pashtun. But why do we call it Tanur Shel Achnai? Because it was conceptually an Achnai.
But it looks like...
No, they wrapped it up. There was a snake ready to swallow you up alive. There was no way to argue with them. Yeah. They just closed the door to further argument on this. And Oto Ayome View, Kol Taharot Shetiher Reb Eliezer V'sorfum Lefanam, they went ahead, and in order, because I mean, he wouldn't accept halacha, so they went ahead, and they were metame, everything that he had been metayer, and they burned it in front of him. And in the end, they were mevorekim, which means that they put him into nidui. So there's a case in the Mishnah where someone was put into nidui for rejection of the dots of the robe. So I make that another category. Yeah, but wait a second. The part about the nidui isn't in the Mishnah. The part about the nidui is in the Brisa. It just says Zel Tanur Shel Achnai to remind you. But if you don't know the Brisa, you wouldn't know that he was nidui. So what is he talking about? I mean, why did Rabbi Yehoshua maybe say 24 places? 24 places. Echamash kachasra, Rabbi Yehoshua, and maybe Vidana Nilsim Nilsim. 4 W's. We're not talking about 24 categories. What Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi wanted him to do is to find all of the cases that would have been included, but for which we don't have information that they were menada, but that actually were clearly a violation of Kvod HaRav, either in the way someone spoke, or in the way he argued, or how he didn't accept halacha, whatever it is. And he says, you'll find 24 such cases. They're not categories, on the contrary. Because I'm telling you that it's Kvod HaRav. That's the category. Now go find 24 cases. So he simply was out looking for the wrong treasure. Rebbe Eliezer, Lamadam Milzer Lamilzer. He wasn't looking for cases and saying, okay, this one would be such a case. He wanted a case where the Mishnah said that there was a need doing that. He only found three.
So are there? I'm
go out and find.
Right.
That's your homework. That's your homework. Go through Shishas and Great Mishnah.
Okay.
What happened?
Why are you
not oh, sorry. Give me your cell phone. We'll be modia you. But it's all right. We still have most of the daf ahead of us. Tanur Rabbanan. Ein motzi'in et hamed samuch l'kriyat Shema. So now we got back into the Mishnah here after going through the sugyas of being thrown out of your house, whether the mason know anything, and so on and so forth. We're back now after the funeral for the next funeral. And the question is, when do we take out the mace? Because we sleep.
We say no se hamita.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh.
I'm in the middle of saying that. I'm just taking my time about it.
Oh.
It takes a while. So the next day, because the Mishnah says that we get into a problem of Kriyat Shema at a funeral, because whether you're going to be Isaac or Mitzvah, you're going to end up missing Zman Kriyat Shema. So therefore, says now the Brisa, the thing to do is to avoid the problem. So don't make the funeral at the time of Zman Kriyat Shema. That way we won't have to be faced with the question of determining what to do. Okay, once you already started with the Mishnah, then mitzvah, then of course we're back to where we were. So we're not suggesting that we should throw out the din of Isaac B'mitzvah. We're just saying, if you didn't start the mitzvah yet, so then you're not yet an Isaac B'mitzvah or a Torah. Is this true though? Rabbi Yosef, when he was Nifter of Kru, Samach L'Kriyat Shema, they made the Levaya first thing in the morning, and it was before Kru, by the way, when I say the morning, there is indeed a machlokas, whether this applies to the evening as well. Sometimes that the Zman of Kriyat Shema Be'erev is not tight the way it is in the morning. And therefore, since we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, and therefore there's no Hakpada. It's only a din of zrizus or lachatchila to meet immediately at the Tzeta Kochavim. There's no hakpada in making levaya at Tzeta Kochavim. And we're only talking about the morning Kriyat Shema. So Rabbi Yosef, who had died during the night, he was taken out of his levaya in the morning, and it was Samach L'Kriyat Shema. No, Adam Chashev Shaini, and Adam Chashev is different over there. It's not proper to leave him waiting for anything. And so there already becomes a figia in him. It's interesting that Beis Yosef says, we don't have people that chashev in our generation. That's the way he puts it. So.
Is it smooth to we get to the earliest possible time?
Yeah.
Not the idea that we're getting
right. Correct.
The
right. In other words, if you give people enough time at the beginning, it was Man Kriyat Shema, that you can assume that most people have already davened, and then you can start.
But that was their responsibility to...
Correct. Shilifnei amita v'shila achar mita. Tani Rabbanan. We've been talking about the Levai itself. We haven't been, we never spoke about the Hesped. How about the Shas Hesped? What do you do then? Sometimes those Hesped can go on for hours. You know? So the Shaila is the two types of Hespedim. There's Hespedim in which the meat of the mate is there, and sometimes there's Hespedim where the mate hasn't been brought yet, or whatever. So there's actually two different halachot. Tana Rabbanan, ha'oskim behesped, bizman sha'mate mutal lifnehem. When the mate is actually there, then they cannot interrupt the hesped, and each individual should go out as an individual, nishbatim echad echad, bikurim, and come back in, and that way they're not mafsik anything. Because that's already a mitzvah directly in the kavod hamate. But if ein hamate mutal lifneihem, so if the mate is not there, then already they can have a break in the hesped, and they go back to the hesped. It's not being mezalzel in the mate to leave the mate there while they're there. I mean, that would be a zilzel. Okay, see you later, we'll go out, we'll do our things, because the living are busy, you know, and we'll get back to taking care of the poor later. So that we're not going to do. If the mate isn't there, then our only problem is the onen himself, because he can't join us in the tefillah. So there, nonetheless, the onen stays there and doesn't say Kriyat Shema. Actually, this is how we pass it. There's a rabbi that says that it doesn't have to be domain. I mean, he could learn it and turn it. It could be like learning. There's no isser in him reading from the Torah. But actually, the other Rishonim argue and say that, no, it would be a pagam in the covet of the base. Because the point over here is that obviously he's not doing anything. He's going to be sitting there. So Bishleim, the onen, whose Torah tier to the mitzvah where he's working on it and so on. Okay, I understand that, but over here he's going to sit there. Everybody else is going to say, Kriyat Shema. I mean, at least he could do something. So from here, actually, Benny Rishonim bring the raya. He shouldn't do anything. And he should say tzidduk hadin when other people are being mitpalel. And part of his tzidduk hadin is to accept the fact that whatever he's got, he's deserved worse. And he says, Ribono olamim, harbei chatati lefanecha, v'lo nifrata mimeni echad minei elef. You didn't pay me back one out of a thousand of the things I've deserved. Yiratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetigdor pritzotenu pritzot kol amcha beit Yisrael barachamim. Om Rabbi, that's not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. Lo mi boi leilin yishlami amarachi. A person should never open his mouth that way. The Omer of Reb Shimon Balmarkish v'chein tonem yishmein the Reb Yossi. Lo lam al yiftach adam piv l'satan. A person should never be poteach tel l'satan. I'm going to say, you know, God, you never paid me back for any of those things that I did. I mean, that's real. Any of those things? Hey, but what's he talking about, man? Bring out the records. Let's check up on this a little bit. So that's not a wise way to talk. And there's a riot in a plastic under the Yosef Ikra. Shinemar, people's response to the matzah, the churim, kimat kistoma, you know, when this place has been turned upside down. Sure enough, the next plastic says, Shimudva Hashem Kitsinei Stone. You want to compare yourself to stone? Officers of stone, stand up, please. You know, you define things for yourself. So therefore, Tzidur Kadin does not include, I deserve much worse than I got. Kavruet Hamet. Sorry?
Not
yes, but he's reporting there, he's thinking about Kistoma, you know, as a person living in this matzah. So the Navi then speaks to them, B'shem Hashem. Shimud Hashem gets in his name. Kavrut Amet B'chazru. The Mishnah was mashma, that what we should do is not begin if we can't finish. Meaning finish the whole thing. I mean, which doesn't make much sense. But first of all, you'd be Yotze Kriyat Shema. We saw Rebbe was Yotze Kriyat Shema with one blessing. So why would I have to say the whole thing? If I can't do the whole thing, I shouldn't do anything. What would be the logic in that? The Mishnah is saying, in Yecholim La'atchev L'gmar Kula. I've got to finish everything. Then in Perek Echad or Pasuk Echad Lo. There's no point in reading the first Perek or even one Pasuk. V'raminu, doesn't it say B'feirush in the Braita that Kavru et Amet V'chazru in Yecholim La'atchev L'gmar Atfilu Perek Echad or Pasuk Echad? So how come in the Mishnah doesn't say that? No, that's what it means. Afinami ka'amar. Im yecholim la'atchil v'ligmor, doesn't mean ligmor kol kriyat shema. Afil perek echad, afil pasuk echad, ad shelo yagil l'shura yatchilu, v'im lav lo yatchilu. It's fascinating that some of the Rishonim will learn, about an amazing way of learning the Gemara, that indeed, if you had enough time to read one pasuk, and you started the pasuk, now you don't interrupt. Because now you are being Isaac ben Mitzvah. There's no need to be matzik the kriyat shema. In other words, to say like this, we understand that you're in the middle of being Isaac in a mitzvah. If you can be mekayim another mitzvah, so why should you be mekayim the other mitzvah? It's not your business to work out whether afterwards you're going to be able to get back to this mitzvah. That's not the thing. Sometimes if you can't do the mitzvah now, because you're in the middle of being Isaac with the mitzvah, fine, then don't do the mitzvah. Go continue the Isaac with the mitzvah. But once you start at what you did as a mitzvah, well, why do you have to be matzik kriyat shema? Now don't go back to the mitzvah.
Is it because you
miscalculated
how much time you
have? No, it's not because you miscalculated. You're not going to calculate. The Shaila is right now. Is your Asik in the... Right now I have to look at it as we explain the sheet of the Ra'ah. I'm being Asik in the Kavanah Meis. So now my question is, as an Asik in Kavanah Meis, I cannot lose any of that time. Okay, so now I only have 3 seconds. Can I do the first Pasuk in 3 seconds? No, don't do it. How about if you have 10 seconds? Oh, I got 10 seconds. Can I do it? Okay, so do it. Oh, now what do? You finish the first Pasuk. Well, now I'm really great. I'm going to go back to the base. And now I'm in the next mitzvah. Right? So with each circumstance, we're not juggling the chashivut of the mitzvahs. We're juggling the Isaac in the mitzvah. So insofar as you can't be Isaac in the mitzvah, that's a brilliant way of saying it. Insofar as you can't be Isaac in another mitzvah because you're busy in this mitzvah, you don't have the time to be Isaac in the other. But once you start being Isaac in the other mitzvah, because this mitzvah allowed you that Isaac, who say stop this one and go back to the other one?
So then what are the... Why would they parakach of a pasuk? According to that, even if you can do one pasuk, then you should do a pasuk and continue.
That's true, but you need to first know whether you have time to do that pasuk.
Of even one pasuk?
Yeah.
But you always have a pasuk, more time for a pasuk than for a parak, so why would they...
Oh, you're saying, why bring a parak? That's a beautiful, beautiful question. It's a very beautiful question. But, I mean, I don't know that it's that much better even without your question. Yeah. Saying, even according to the other Rishonim, they say the same thing. I mean, if you have time for parak, that's time for pasuk. That might just be saying, parak echad b'shitas Rabbi Akiva, or pasuk echad b'shitas Rabbi Meir. It's probably the way we'd have to answer anyway. Ha'omdim b'shura, so remember the Mishnah says, those people who are on the inside of the shura, they're going to be seeing the actual Avelim that are passing by, and the Avelim will hear them being Menachem, so they're busy in the mitzvah. Those who are behind, the other won't see. So shura ha'ro'ap nima, tura, v'she'in ha'ro'ap nima chayot, review down there, in general. Aba'im machmat ha'adov, turi, machmat atzmam chayavim, bystanders who are just rubbernecking, are not potter from doing mitzvahs. Yeah. Even if, in the context of their rubbernecking, you could say there's some asik in a mitzvah involved. Now, this is interesting, because there's some discussion whether Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Yehuda going back on the last part or on the first part? In other words, he's saying, she'en aroa p'nima is chayevas unless they're rubbernecking? Or shura aroa p'nima is p'tura even if they're rubbernecking? We're not talking about that, but... I mean, even though they can't see the avil, they're doing a mitzvah, but not if they're rubberneck. But if so, as the question over here may be dependent. This is my focus. I'm posting. It may be dependent on how to understand precisely what the chiyuv is. There's some who learn the Rambam, for instance, learns a specific chiyuv of being Menachem Avinim. So the Rabbanon were geizer various activities, all of which are fundamentally based on Abidai Melei, in Mahakadosh Baruch Hu, who's Menachem Avilim, Tachataki Menachem Avilim. But there was a specific takana, and the Rambam lists takanas that the Rabbanon said, this is what it includes, you should do this, you should do that, you should do this, right? So if that's the case, then by definition, you're doing something. I mean, the fact that you came here to rubberneck, that's fine, but Lamaisa, you're big Menachem Avilim. If, however, you learn, as other Rishonim do, that the Chiyuv comes directly from the mitzvah of Abidai Melei, Lalakta bidrakat. Then the fact that while you're rubbernecking, you're doing an act which someone else may appreciate, has nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's a good deed, maybe. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be acting consonantly with the Bidei Hashem. You have no interest in doing that mitzvah, and that mitzvah is not being done. Because the Asik in that mitzvah demands not a physical activity, but rather the stance that draws that physical activity out. So according to that, you wouldn't be Yotzei B'chlal. Rav Lichtner Zatzal used to say that the mitzvah of Havedonavo includes just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't Menachem Avelin because it says in a book to be Menachem Avelin, so too. Because it's a state of being. He meant it very seriously. Havedonavo means be in that state of being, not in that state of action. So in that process of action. So therefore it would be, that machlokas, if there's a specific sibah in terms of the rabbanim, so then you could say that Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't have said that a rubbernecker is potter. Well, my sibah being Isaac in a mitzvah. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rab. Now that we're on the issue of kavod, the kavod habriot in general, we get to the next question. Hamotzei kelayim bibigdo. Somebody's walking down Times Square and suddenly discovers that his clothes are kelayim. What does he do? He strips. Poshtan, afilo bishok. My taima, in chokma ve'in tevuna ve'in etza neged Hashem. We have no respect for the individual. If there's no gea zilzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, kol makom sheyesh chilul Hashem, in cholkin kavod l'rav. Now, there's big difference in the Rishonim how to learn this. The Rambam's gears apparently was different, and he saw this, apparently had a gears that said bibidei chavero, which means you go strip your friend. Now that's a little bit more dicey in the middle of Times Square. And the Rosh says, very interesting, says, again, now what if somebody else is wearing the line? The Rosh says, don't tell him.
So
then
don't tell him.
What's the pshat and don't tell him. So there's a lot of discussion. What would be the svara of the rush? So some learn it's very simple. The pshat of the year is komakom shesh kevul Hashem. But since the person is not aware of what he's doing, it's not shat to say that it's a zilzal neshem Hashem. Where's the zilzal? A chilul Hashem means where there's a rabbi says somebody's going out to get nefesh to ignore a mitzvah Hashem. It has nothing to do with whether anybody else knows about it. That's the chilul mistake about the chilul Hashem. So it means the person himself. Okay, so it's called makom shesh chilul Hashem. Memela bishogeg. By definition, there's no issue of being mezalzel and kvod abrias because all it says over here. Notice what does that mean? That meikar hadin, if it wouldn't be for chilul Hashem, kavod habriot would be more important than the mitzvah. And this is what the Rosh holds. So since he doesn't know, why should you tell him? Right? That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is Reb Ki Vager, who wants the taina that it's nogea misasik. When a person is wearing something, he's not involved in wearing it. So if he's not aware of the fact that he's wearing kelayim, he's just being misasik in halicha with the beggar that's bottled to his body. The kelayim is not an issue. So therefore, the shaila, it suggests the shaila that between the Rambam and the Rosh is whether the din of misasik is a general halacha in all mitzvahs, or whether it's a din dafkin kachim. So according to the Rambam, it's a din dafkin kachim, and memela, or we mean melachas machshavas, which Shabbos and kachim are similar to each other. But if it's a regular mitzvah, what's the difference? So therefore, you'd have to take off his clothes, even though he's not involved in what he's doing. He's only a shogeg, not a misasik. Whereas the Rosh holds that he's a misas. That's his approach. It's a big extension of the normal din of misasik. But in any event, it's interesting to know that there are two separate yourselves here and two ways of responding. Meisvek kovru et hamet. And this is why we have now the sugya is all involved in our kovru et hamet and how it is that we're knowing it afterwards for some reason. We're going to have to figure out how that ties into our kriyat shema. So kovru et hamet. Now they finished. The Avelim are walking home. And they choose a path that passes by Kvarot. And now some of the people were there, the Avelim are Kohanim. What should they do? Doesn't matter what they do. Ba bitorah, ba inimam, bitorah. Ba bitmeah, ba inimam, bitameah. Mishum kvodo. even Kohanim follow him along the path that's Tamei because of his honor. What do you mean, because of his honor? Kavod HaBriyos? We're going to be Docha, the Yisr Tumah for Kohanim? The honor. No. The Menachemim. Yeah, for some of the people. Yeah. Kavod HaBel here. Am I? Lema, Ein Chokhmah, Ein Tmunah, and so on, the Neged Hashem. So how can we allow them to go just because they all happen to choose the wrong path? So therefore what? Tirgama, Rabbi Abba. We're not talking about Echas Tamea, that there's a kever there. We're talking about Echas Tamea, that it passes by a Beit HaPras. A Beit HaPras is a field in which there had been a grave that was dug under, now plowed under. And there's definitely no significant whole skeletal remains. Maybe there's an etzim the size of a kardasha, which is not metame, but oh, it would only be metame if you actually come in contact with it. Very small chances of that, but they answered anyway, according to go into this area. So legabe, that is the rabbanon. We were mocked at the yisr rabbanon, mishum kvodo of the avel over here. Yomer of Yonam Yeshuah, minapeach adam beta pras v'holev. We see that a person can go and blow away the upper layer to check whether there's an etzim there. This is talking about to bring a carbon to Pesach. And he can walk by it. Now, obviously, if he can do that, it can't be a very chomer de geisra. We're not going to rely on this type of gentle bedika to be semach on a deraisa. So it must be that it's a derabonah. Now, that doesn't mean that over here that you're being menafeach, obviously. But now, there, the carbon Pesach, remember, you have to be taught. So it's not the Rabbana took off the tumah of the Beit HaPras. The Rabbana said you can rely on this bedikah to be tamer. So I walked, I'm still going to be tamer. Over here they allowed you to walk to the Beit HaPras and be tamer. You're not doing the actual nifuah. I mean, like, that would be great. You're almost 6 miles ahead, you know, and you're going there. If I could just see it. It's brilliant. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ashi Mishmei Rab, another raya that it's only the Rabbana, is Beit HaPras Shinidash Tahorah. If there's a path that's gone over Beit HaPras, people have been walking over it, and we can assume that any bone that would have been there would have been already grounded to the ground. Okay, so that doesn't prove anything, because there it's talking about a Drabonon. We're talking about an Issa D'Oraisa. Indeed, for an Issa Drabonon, Kovod HaBriyos, Drabonon weren't kosher. Tashma, the Amir of Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, Midalgi, who was a Kohen, Midalgina Yino Agabe Aronot Shalmeitim, Dikrat Malchei Yisrael. What we used to do is we used to jump over these aronot when it was the only way to get over the, there was a Beit HaKvarot between our house and the highway, and when there was a royal procession, we would jump over the Kvarim in order to see the king. And lo lekrat Malchei Yisrael bevad amru, elo afilu lekrat Malchei Akum, because to see a Goyish king is a big deal. She'im yizkeh yavchin bein Malchei Yisrael v'Malchei Akum, because if you're zocha to be makabel Bashiach, you'll see the difference between that covet and this covet. And then you'll have a better sense of the nature of royalty. So in any event, by the way, because the machlok is based on this, whether that implies that there's no din of covet malachim yikra din. Does this mean the only reason to do this is because this way you will see the difference between the way people are mechabe the goyish king and the way that a Jewish king is the covet? Mashman, that for the covet of the melech alone, there's no such issue. Many of them died from a few places, but that can't be true. First of all, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to be not covered with Paro. By Tzaveil al Paro Melech Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah, because Baruch says you have to speak to him with covered, because he's a melech. We find the same thing with Yaakov Avinu and Yosef, and you know, covered. He thought he was, tell you those, well, the brothers, they thought he was a king. The other raya is from the Bracha. I don't know if we're going to make a Bracha and say, but there's no Indian really of covenant to believe such a thing. So the simple understanding of the Gemara is that we're only explaining why to be Medalei Galgabe Aronot Meitim. We're not explaining why to go see the queen. Of course, go see the queen. But here we're saying, Akidekach, to be Rats on this level, that you should be Mizalzel in the various Isurim. That we're not saying.
Does it include head of state, or is it strictly
monarchy? Lechora would be a monarchy in which the most learned, in which the king has the power of life and death. The shaila is whether pardon is enough. Someone is a pardon. Shvachim is, but I'm saying that's what the discussion revolves around. But he has to have the power of din on some level. Now the shaila is, how was he allowed to do this? He was a kohen. Lema in chokma ve'in tfuna ve'in etzal ve'eged Hashem, since we're talking about a human covet over here. Well, that's kid of Rava. The Amar Rava, Rava pointed out, the truth is, you never really are going to be Batami a Kohen by jumping over a cavern. Because, I mean, it's only if you've Dvar Torah oil, kosh yishpo chalal tefach, what's it's b'fnei atumah? And what's the problem over here? If it's got a chalal tefach, so then it's going to be a chatzitza b'fnei atumah. It's only shein bo chalal tefach, eno kotzitz b'fnei atumah. Rov aronot, yesh bem chalal tefach. Okay, so we have a gezeira that don't expose a kohen to any kever, because you never know, maybe. So we'll be machmer on it. Mishum kevod melachim, lo gozer l'rabbana. And here they weren't gozer. But Tosis has a whole problem with what about the golel, the dofek. I mean, there's areas that are mechubah to the kever, the stone, according to him. There's various shittas of what that is. All right, so he has to give a tzior where there's no golel, the dofek. We're talking about eights, or we're talking about it was patuach menatzad. But in other words, given that the case over here was a kekvarim that are not going to be metame. Also, some learn, why isn't this a suffix tumor? This is a suffix derisor. So you don't know. I mean, gozer. No, say partial, because obviously there were a lot of people that were jumping, so we were subject to members around. There's about big shiloh about that, because that's a question. Does a Kohen have a right to express himself to subject to members around the Sveiko Torah? Does he have a right, nonetheless, to be Sveiko Torah, since Sveiko Torah, so I can go and expose myself to that which would be Sveiko Torah? That's not so partial. What are we asking? Toshma, Gadol Kavod HaBriyah said, this one you're going to have a hard time with. Here it says Beferish, Gadol Kavod HaBriyah, Shedolches Lotza Seshabat Torah. You did a fairish. Don't start telling me wrong. Talking about rabbanim over here. So why would somebody have to strip while it's begotten? Because they're kelayim. I mean, it's just fairish, not like that. How are you going to get away with this one? Oh, I have to say, Tirgum Rav Bar Shva, Kameder of Kana, it's talking about the love of Lotasur. Since it says in the Torah that lo tasur al piyotor asher yorucha, lo tasur min hadavar asher yagidu lecha, yamin is small, that's the law of the Arise that it's talking about.
That is
Doch.
Only.
Yeah, only. Achiko only. They laughed at him. What kind of stupid answer is that? La below tasur, tasur is beferish, the Arise. How are you answering this? In other words, the Parsha says the Chachonim tell you a pshat. And they say this is what the mitzvah means. So now you're going to say differently. In order to avoid a situation of kavod, let's say the Chachamim say that Shoah Taviv knows is July. Okay? So you'll say no, it needs more than that. So I shouldn't have to strip off my begadim. So I'm only going to. So I'll be over on Lotasu. So the issue of Lotasu is not a diraisa. That is a diraisa. What did you gain by saying it's something that the Chachamim are going to be mazbir? Some of what, but it's still a diraisa. Amrav Kana, listen here, gentlemen. He's a great man. He says a pshat. He knows what he's talking about. Don't start laughing. Let's understand what he means. What your mistake is that you're assuming that the love of lotasur is only nogea et pirush of what the mitzvah in the Torah is. But let's say the rabbanan create an iser, clearly not as a definition of the Torah. So it's a gezeira, a mishmeret, a takana. That is also samoch on lotasur. However, the mocker of the yisur is a drabanan. That's what he means. It's deicha lotasesha b'torah, meaning that be'etzim it's included in lotasur, but since it's only drabanan, it will be deicha. Now this became, I'm sure you're aware, a major, major centerpiece in the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, as to whether lotasur applies to a Rambam. The Rambam, Tain is on the Rambam. Rambam holds that anyone who goes against a takana de Rambam is over on lotasur. He includes that in the mitzvah of lotasur, to which the Rambam attacks him violently from all types of directions. So according to that, so in other words, so there can't be such thing as subject to Rabbanan the Kulan, because every subject to Rabbanan is really the Raisa, because there's going to be a lotasur. So how could there be a difference? How about this Gemara? The Gemara says that they were laughing at him because they thought he really meant lotasur. Then we explained to him, no, it's really the Rabbanan. So it's an Esmachta lotasur, it's a really lotasur. So what are you saying? All kinds of discussions, like, so what, indeed, what does the Rambam mean? And you're really crazy, when the Rambam holds that the Rabbanan inserted into their takana the fact that if it would be a zilzal in the covenant of a person, then they're not They're not going to create the takara. So therefore, you can now say that that lotus source, since it was included in the original, crazy things like that. It's one of the more fruitful Achronic Shafarah issues. The truth is, however, that there's not really a problem with the Rambam. Because remember that Lotasur, the way the Rambam understands it, is connected to the din of Merida. Right? That's why he brings the whole list of Hilchos Mamre. So the question is, the only time that you're going to be over on Lotasur is if you refuse to accept the Takan Rabbanan. For instance, in other words, if you, let's say, Bishogig, is a child of Yisr Shogig in the Rabbanan. No, by definition not. Because the Yisr is, do not ignore what the Rabbanan time. I didn't even realize it. What do you mean, I'm not ignoring anything. I had no intention of doing anything against them. So here the Shire is, the guy's not stripping in Times Square. It's nothing to do with his ignoring the Rabbanan. It has to do with the fact he doesn't feel like stripping in the middle of Times Square. They didn't tell him, strip in the middle of Times Square. They said that there's Isurim that maybe is a drabonet that declined, right? Okay, so fine. I mean, that's you're going to tell me that indeed is takadocha and lotus asur. Do we find, for instance, that there's been a muktzah Shabbos? You're allowed to move stones on Shabbos? No. Suppose you go to the bathroom out in the field. You're allowed to move stones to clean yourself? Yes. All right, what about the Isur muktzah? It got to cover up Prius. So what that means is the drabonet had to include in the original takadocha muktzah, except someone who needs a bathroom out in the middle of the field. I don't have to say that. That's included in the non-hogged Rabbanan. Why should we be mamani dvarenu keneged kavod habrias if the whole thing anyway is a takara, nobody is being mezalzel in the Rabbanan? So there the kavod habrias, of course, becomes essential. Adarav, what you can find is that it's a riot to the Rambam. Because why was everybody laughing at him? Understand, what was going on? The Ramban uses it as a riot against. But you get tied into the Rambam that if anything he's saying it's a loisah, it really was a loisah seshev b'tayra. That was the mistake. Then indeed it includes the Rabbanan, and I thought thinking it would be doicha loisah asur, and it won't be a question. There was a serious problem between them. Understand? They were learning like the way to see. The Rambam said they were learning like the Ramban, so they laughed at him. That if you would say what I say, that the din is that the Siddur is like any other Isser. So let's say the Rabbanan is laughing at me. What you claim, Lotus, includes the Rabbanan. So what nafkamina could there be in a Suffolk Tiraisha, Suffolk Rabbanan? And then why would there be a difference, Bichlal, in being Mizalza to the Tiraisha Rabbanan? There's no such thing as Rabbanan. Every Rabbanan is Tiraisha. So they laughed at him. It's a mitzvah Tiraisha, Lotus. To which he answered, it remains a Rabbanan. They're masmit, the chaos of the Rabbanan. Not masmit in terms of a smachta. The chaos of the Rabbanan leans on the Yisra Lotus. And that exactly was the conversation in the Gemara. If anything on the contrary, it works out better the way I'm learning to the way you're learning. Toshma, v'hitalamta mehin. Okay, so the Torah says, if you happen to be walking around, lo tiret shorach ticho, tseyo nidachim, v'hitalamta mehin. You can't pretend you don't see them. You have to go ahead, you have to bring them back. Hashem tashim. Okay. Since it says v'hitalamta, as if it's a positive thing, v'hitalamta, it's saying, yes, v'hitalamta mehin. If you see your friend's wallet, ignore it. What could that mean? Tamim shatam etalim. Indeed, there are times in which you should ignore it. So let's say he's a kohen and the wallet's in the Beit HaKvarot. It was referring to an animal there, not a wallet. It's sure to say, or he's a zokein v'ein lefi kvod. He's not the kind of guy who generally fights with a chamor on the street. You know, that the servants take care of, and then there's nobody around now. Oh, shaitam alachto merubah mishal chaveiro. Maybe it's going to cost him more. I mean, because he's making $300 an hour, and this chamor isn't even worth the $40. He's going to spend a half an hour getting this chamor back. It's really not a financially viable arrangement. So in all of these cases, there are times in which you should just ignore it, let somebody else take care of it. Why? Why should we take anything into consideration? What do you mean it's not your covet? Who cares about your covet? This is a mitzvah given by the Lord. So we should say, Ein chokhmah v'ein tfunah v'ein itzah l'neged Hashem. I understand. What kind of stupid question is that? It says, but that's because the Torah went out of its way to say that you should be mitzvah. You know, if anything, the opposite. I mean, it says mitzvah. I'm asking, why doesn't that become the model? The Torah tells you mitzvah. So, okay, so you see the Torah holds that a zorkinism, a fikvodo, is not the clear of a mitzvah. It's the same thing should be true for anybody in the middle of Times Square. It's not a fikvodo to take off his clothing. Says the Gemara, Inafinami, but Isura Mimamono Lo Yafina. You can't learn out a model that's given in terms of dinim, of financial laws, to dinim that are directly mitzvahs. It always has different hagdoras, the Chiyuvim of Mammon and the Chiyuvim of Isurim. Okay, so how about this? No, how about not this? Because this is a little bit... You mind? Should we continue? It's okay. Or, yeah, except that this is a little bit... we need a little bit of background for it. But if you don't mind, it's fine. Toshma, how about this case? This is a drasha we've discussed many, many times. This revolves around the story of the pasuk by Nazir. It says, "Kol yemei Yisrael Hashem al kol nafshot meit lo yavo." He's not allowed to be metamei to anybody. And then give a list: aviv, imol, achoto, and so on. Lo yitama, which is a completely redundant. You said you can't be metamei to anyone. Al nefesh meit lo yavo. So obviously it includes any nefesh meit. Why do you say this? So the Sifra darshans each one of those words separately, not to tell me the thing about the nazir, but to tell me the implications. So it goes like this. Suppose this guy is a nazir, he's walking along, they tell him he has to be metame for his father. Okay? No, laviv, la yitama. Okay, but we know that. So what about if they tell him, but there's a make mitzvah, we need your help. Oh, laviv, la yitama. But a make mitzvah should be mitama. So it's coming to tell me the opposite. It's coming to tell me the heter for a make mitzvah. Why does it say le'imo? What if he's also a kohen? And he's also a nazir. So therefore it says he should not be metame to his mother. Ah, to his mother not, but to a make mitzvah, yes. So we're doing the two things. How about if he's a kohen gadol and a nazir? Yeah, it says lachiv lo yitama. But for the make mitzvah, yeah. But what do you do with the achoto? That's the shayla. How far can we go? We've already got the nazir, the kohen, the kohen gadol. What's the achoto for? Right? So that's where we're up to. So can we break into the braita right here, and it goes like this. What do you do with the one about the sister, which is extra? Ah, that comes to tell me that Haresh Hayah Holech Lishchot Et Pisko V'Lamul Et Beno V'Shamah Shemet Lo Meit. So now, should he go back and he's going to lose now his Korban Pesach and his Mila? No. It says Lo Yitama. So does that mean that now, and he's everything, he could be a nazir, a kohen gadol, and he's on his way to do a big mitzvah, and he's going to bring his korban pesach and so on, and he hears there's a meis mitzvah to burn. So should he bury the meis mitzvah in such conditions? So yoko kishem sheino metameh lahem kach eino metameh lahem mitzvah? Tamu nomar lachoto, only lachoto he shouldn't be metameh. But even if he's going to end up missing his korban pesach and his sirkoris and his mila and so on, he has to be metameh to the meis mitzvah. Now, why don't we say that, I mean, in Chokhmah, in Tunah, in Itzel, in Neged Hashem? I mean, I understand. You're saying there's a mace that needs Kvura, okay? But this guy is over terribly Surim. If let the mace rot, why should he go now to be Mezalzel with his Kahuna and his Naziris and so on? Well, I mean, isn't it different over there? Shine Atam Dichtiv Ulachoto? I don't understand. It says Lachoto. So if it says lachoto, that's coming gufa to tell me that you should, in fact, be mezalzel. So obviously, what are you asking me? No, but now I'm asking you, my friend, isn't it a model? Ligmarmi, now why don't we learn out from this case? Huh? But this is Yisr, this is not Bava. So now we have a model in the Torah that tells us that we should go ahead and be metamed. So then we should do that in all terms, and it's only over here for this particular purpose. So therefore, why should I have to strip off in the public? Says the Gemara, shave the alta aseh shiny. The question over here is whether you're actively doing something that's asur, or whether you're passively doing something that is asur. And this, I think we had best wait till tomorrow to get the full impact of the fun of the sugya. We have to understand why the not stripping off the lion is called active and so on.
Not stripping off. They shave all the time.
No.
That's the active.
That's the active. That's where
it
came in. That's right. So, okay. That's what I said. Let's wait until we.